Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Steve Murphy's Star Signs for another week starting May 10. And this week, we have a new moon in Taurus. But how is that going to affect all the star signs? Well, have a listen up. Aries, it's brilliant for your dollars. Earning money, saving money, spending a little bit of money. It's great this week with ideas and new ways connected with all of your finances. Look out for the right people and you at the right time being in the right place to be either spending, saving, or earning money. It happens from this week. Good luck with you, Aries. And it's a new moon bolstering it all along. Taurus, let's have a look at you for this week starting Monday, May 10. You're thinking about yourself. How strong are you? How strong are your plans? How strong do you want to be? What do you want to create for yourself this week, Taurus? Well, this week's going to show you, and it's a great week to find out. But it's time, in many cases, to reinvent yourself. So look out for new opportunities and new people coming into your life. It's a beginning time, Taurus. This week, you're going to find out how it all unfolds, possibly through the internet, but a lot more social occasions coming up where you're going to get an opportunity to shine. The sun and the new moon are shining on you, Taurus. Good luck. Gemini, let's have a look at you for this week starting Monday, May 10. This week brings you to a point of no turning back, yet still not able to fully act on the future. This will happen around your birthday, but best from June 11. That's the date of the new moon eclipse that's coming up, and it's in your sign. But watch how anything from now can push you along into new circumstances or new opportunities that are going to fulfill your future. There's a lot happening around you this week on for you, Gemini. Also, look out for a surprising invitation or an unusual dinner engagement. It's coming up for you soon. Good luck, Gemini. Cancerians, let's have a look at you for this week starting Monday, May 10. Do not give up on your hopes, dreams, and wishes. This is an ideal week to plan something new for yourself. Friendships and new and old associations are going to colour up this next 3 weeks. Some people, perhaps, that you haven't seen in ages. But they've got a lot, or the circumstances that are going to unfold, a lot to do with your future. Watch out, bolstered by this new moon. Good luck, Cancerians. Let's have a look at you, Leo, for this week starting Monday, May 10. A new plan unfolds with a renewed ambition regarding all things to do with your work and your career. Now, this has been looming over the last 3 weeks. It's gaining momentum, and if you felt that you are a little bit on the back benches, not able to move forward, watch what this new moon is going to do from this week on. I feel it's going to offer you a few surprises, Leo, and it will also bring in some people that are going to push circumstances forward, as if by magic. Don't you love hearing that? Well, it's something to do with your bigger picture, your work, and also your career. And I think you'll like what's going to unfold. Also, look out for extra support from either your parents, the government, or authority figures from this week on. Let's have a look at you, Virgo, for this week starting Monday, May 10. Lots of activity on the internet, and it calls for a new approach in many circumstances. Not that I think new people are going to be coming in around you, Virgo. I think you've already got existing associations, but there's more involvement here and more activity. One way or another, this new moon is going to be pushing all that along. And because the new moon and the sun are being favoured by your fellow earth sign Taurus, you're also going to see this very positive energy move towards you. It's going on right through until the 19th of May, by the way. But anything to do with study, training and courses, social media, communication in all forms, even travel and also self-improvement, they unfold over these next 2 weeks. Good luck. Libra, let's have a look at you. Joint finances, duty and responsibility to a partner, contracts and agreements, property, real estate and business partnerships move in a more forward direction. Discussions around salary and your potential evolve this week. Good luck, Librans. Scorpio, let's have a look at you for this week starting Monday, May 10. With a new moon, it's also pushing along here, a new proposal from what I can see. It's going to be put to you in many cases, and a highly likely situation will unfold where you've got a new opportunity to look forward to. This is something I feel that hasn't been broached with you before. If it has, it's just been a dream. But now it looks like it's going to come to a reality in some way, Scorpio. These people also could be at a distance, so there could be some more communication with you in the pipeline. You're going to be considering new opportunities, both from young and old here from what I'm seeing. A spike in energy midweek will give you renewed optimism. Good luck, Scorpio. Sagittarius, let's have a look at you for this week starting Monday, May 10. An issue or plans that's been dragging along without progress finally gets a restart. This next 2 week period is excellent to push your agenda, but work privately, Sagittarians, for the best results. Capricorn, let's have a look at you. And like Virgo and with Taurus, the sun shining in that sign at the moment, it's giving you very positive energies being a fellow earth sign. So let's have a look at you for this week. Well, a charismatic person or someone with a sparkling personality could enter your life by chance, triggering an instant connection. A new association is highly likely from this week on. I feel it's fated, but watch out for this, Capricorn. It could change your life. Aquarians, let's have a look at you for this week starting Monday, May 10. Your thoughts will turn towards making more money. From now on, up until late July, you're entering a period that's extremely progressive with your finances. This week, a new plan unfolds with your living conditions. Good luck, Aquarians. You look like you're going to be making some money there, by the way. Pisces, this week for you, it brings in more correspondence and communication. It's all about you getting your message across. An old plan or idea gets revisited. The time to act is perfect. Look out for great results. Good to read that one to you, Pisces. And that's our star signs for this week. Now, have a guess what I'm going to be talking to you about next week. You'll be quite thrilled to hear this. It is a little bit brief, not so much the report, but the circumstances. I'm going to be talking about your luck in the middle of the year. We all need to be fired up occasionally, but it's happening really from this week. But in next week's report, I'll have a more detailed analysis for you. Where is your luck about to spike? And it's going right through until the end of July, early August. I think you'll be thrilled to hear that. It's coming up in next week's report. It's called the Jupiter effect, but I'll be telling you more about that next Monday. Have a great week with the new moon. It does fire up on Wednesday, the 12th of May. And if you're looking to start something new, perhaps do it from midweek on. And whatever you do start, it's going to go well into next week. So look out for new people, new circumstances. This is Steve Murphy. Have a great week. See you next Monday. I'll leave you with my favorite saying, what you want, it does want you to. Bye now.